From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday Sunday's mass shooting in Florida was carried out by what he called an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who had become radicalized. American-born Muslim Omar Siddiqui Mateen carried out the attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding 53. Mr. Obama sharply denounced presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump Tuesday, rebuking his call for a block in Muslims entering the country. Mr. Obama said Trump's proposal would betray the U.S. heritage of racial, ethnic, and religious pluralism.
Where does this stop? The Orlando killer, one of the San Bernardino killers, the Fort Hood killer, they were all U.S. citizens. Are we going to start treating all Muslim Americans differently? Are we going to start subjecting them to special surveillance? Are we going to start discriminating against them because of their faith?
In response, Trump told a rally Tuesday that Mr. Obama is angrier at him than at the nightclub shooter. The last nominating contest was held Tuesday in the U.S. in the District of Columbia, where the capital city is located. Media projections say Hillary Clinton will be the winner in Washington, D.C. A new poll shows Clinton is widening her lead over Republican Donald Trump in the race for the U.S. presidency. A poll was conducted by NBC News and SurveyMonkey last week, and it shows Clinton has widened her lead over Trump by 7 percentage points. This is VOA News. A war of words erupted Tuesday between the U.S. and Venezuela at the Organization of American States Assembly in the Dominican Republic. In his remarks to the Assembly, Secretary of State John Kerry urged Venezuela's government to free political prisoners, respect freedom of expression, alleviate food shortages, and honor its constitutional mechanisms.
Like all people of the Americas, Venezuelans have the right to use constitutional mechanisms to express their will in a peaceful and a democratic manner.
Speaking immediately after Kerry, Venezuela's foreign minister said her country was the victim of international bullying, and she said her country's internal matters would be settled by Venezuelans. Russian fans at the European Football Championships in France could get their team booted out of the tournament because of the violence by its fans against the English Saturday in Marseille. European football's governing body, UEFA, handed Russia a suspended disqualification. Here is spokesman Pedro Pinto.
Such suspension, however, will be lifted if incidents of a similar nature, crowd disturbances, happen inside the stadium at any of the remaining matches of the Russian team during the tournament.
The Russians will also have to pay a fine of nearly $170,000.
Paris prosecutor François Moulins offered fresh details at a press conference about 25-year-old LaRosi Abala, the slain suspect in Monday's stabbing deaths of two police officials. Moulins said investigators seized a list of targets apparently belonging to Abala that included rappers, journalists, and police, along with public personalities. Moulins said Abala described himself to police as a practicing Muslim who had responded to IS's call to kill unbelievers in their homes. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The World Health Organization says large gatherings, such as at this summer's Olympic Games in Brazil, do not mean a greater risk of Zika virus transmission. Dr. David Heyman is the chairman of the WHO Emergency Committee on Zika.
The committee concluded that there's a very low risk of further international spread of Zika virus as a result of the Olympic and Paralympics, which is already low. The risk is already low, and there's very low risk of further international spread from the Olympics.
The committee met Tuesday to consider the risks of Zika. The UN Security Council adopted a measure Tuesday authorizing a European Union naval force to stop and search ships and seize illegal arms headed to or from Libya. The council wants to bolster the Libyan government and to stop the spread of weapons into the hands of terrorists and militias in Libya. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.